This is HICF Ministries. We pride ourselves as a home away from your home country, a home away from your heavenly home, a home where Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. Yes, it's a home where the living word is shared, word for word, in truth and in love. You are invited to stay tuned. Listen to the Word of Life brought to you by HICF Ministries. And now, Reverend Dr. John Dickey.
And it's related to the theme that you have on your bulletin. Thank God we have it on the screen. You don't have to start looking for it in your Bible, your hard copy, because that will be a problem for many of us. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. What is land? What is land? Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. The word that you have received, Jesus Christ, the word. 18. But remember the Lord your God. For it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Today, your wealth is your certificate. Today, your wealth or your land is that new job. Or whatever that it is. It is the Lord who gives you the ability to produce what? Whatever that you have is from the Lord. And if it is not from the Lord, I advise you this afternoon, throw it off. Because it will be your downfall, it will be a curse. If it's not from God. Philippians chapter 2 verse 12b. It says, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Hallelujah. These are all related. They serve as the base for our sermon theme today on your bulletin. The prize of what? Enjoying the prize success. Let's go back. Let's go back to that scripture. There's one more scripture. Galatians 6, 8. For he that soweth unto his own flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. There is a reaping. There is a reaping. If you sow, the Bible says there will be reaping. That word flesh is different from your body, physical body. If you sow into the fallen flesh, you will reap out of it. It will be earthly. There will be harvest. Just like the house that is standing on a sandy ground. No foundation. It's a house. Everybody sees it as a house. But there is a time. It will go down because it's a corrupted house. So how are you sowing? Is your academic degree a sowing to the flesh or not? But he that soweth unto the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap what? Eternal life. Your degree, your certificates, are they for eternal purposes or for are they are for the earthly purposes? Let's be wise. God is not against you to work hard and to earn. But your mind should be oriented towards what is eternal. On that day, there is another graduation, which all of us are looking forward to. Will you hear the voice of the Master saying, well done, thou faithful servant. There is also Luke chapter 12, verse 19 to 21, which shall be written later. But now let us go to the theme that we have. Next slide. The prize, there are two themes under one theme. First, you look at enjoying the prize success. May I, for a better understanding, give you some synonyms what I mean by success. It's talking about the victory, the conquest, the triumph, achievement, fulfillment, winning. So remember those synonyms. What I'm about to teach you is a fundamental principle in the Word of God that will change your life for the good from today. You will never take anything for granted, whether you earn it or it's given to you. Enjoying the prize victory is costly victory. Enjoying the prize success, victory beckons another prize, the prize. To guard the success, the victory, so that the efforts and sacrifices you made to achieve that victory will not be wasted or stolen. Amen. It's very important to lay the foundation of what the team stands for. Are we together? Is somebody with me? It's good to enjoy your victory, but be ready to know that there is another prize that will help you sustain that victory. And that is number one point that we have here. Anything that costs you to have comes with its own cost of continuous keeping using it. And if desired to improve on it, much the harder cost. But it could be anything that costed somebody, and that person took that thing and gave it to you. It applies the same thing as above. You can have a successful wedding day, but you have to work harder to sustain the marriage to its fruition till death do you part. Marriage is more than a successful wedding day, but working hard to sustain it until its purpose is fully achieved as defined by God. You know, it's a different ball game altogether. Thank God you are married, but fulfilling the purpose of that marriage, that victory, is a different thing. When you get paid in a business, the payment is a prize success. And you will protect that money against wasting or to be stolen. Is that right? So you have to work hard to protect it. Yes, you have the money, but you have to work hard. Oh, let me put it in a simple terms. When you go to watch a movie, what is happening? You have to pay to watch the movie. The movie is a success of somebody, but you have to pay to watch the what? The movie. The Saturday practice is back again, but we have what? It will cost us now to be awakened to sustain that Saturday practice. There is a prize. Coming back is a success. It's a victory. It's what we desire. It's a win. The Word of God is very clear when it reads in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12b, continue to work out your salvation. Salvation is a prized, costly gift from God. But it will cost you to do what? To work it out. Are we together? It says, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. There is need to grow. How do you grow? In His grace and knowledge. Let me be very honest with you. There is a price to pay for the gift of salvation. Did you hear me? There is a price to pay. But make no mistake, no matter what it will cost you, will never be anything near the cost of the gift of salvation. Amen. But there it will cost you. It will certainly cost you. So our first point, anything that costs you to have comes with its cost of continuous keeping it or using it. And if you desire to grow in it, it's good. But you know, to grow in the grace of God takes time. Many times speakers and ministers say, come to Christ. Everything will be good and beautiful. I wonder if that is true. At the end of it, we know that is the truth. But do you know by the time you surrender your life to Christ, your whole life is complicated? Because it is easy when you are doing this in ignorance, that now, in the light of the Word of God, you have to resist. Before it's easy, without any consciousness. But now you have to deliberately refuse and deny yourself the pleasure. Enjoying the prize success will cost you. Let's go to number two. Your goals. Let's talk about goals and success. All right? Goals and victory. They are related. Your goals for success in life will inevitably influence your behavior, your character. Are we together? How does it do that? I have it there. Setting goals is about focusing your mind on something. When you say, I have a goal about something, every attention, every possible thing that you can do, you want to focus on that thing, concentration. No distraction. Are we together? Setting your goals is focusing your mind on something, and what you focus on determines your reality in the temporary or at the long shot, at the long run, rather. Setting your goals is about focusing your mind on something, and what you focus will inevitably determine the reality of who you are in the temporary or at the long run. So what is there? You better take control of your focus by first what determining what your goals in life should be. When you set your goal, your whole mind will be on it. Graduates, from your first year to the last year, when you consider the academic requirements that the school has given you, it has changed entirely a lot of things in your life, your pattern of sleeping, eating. In fact, your name is called a student, international student from the spoken word. Everything you did was oriented towards you achieving your goal. Likewise, stewardship in the house of the Lord at the church level. A homestay mother, her goal is different from a student in the university. If you want to be in the kingdom of God, you have to focus on the kingdom of God, and it will orient and change and influence your behavior, your character. If you live by the world's standard, you focus on things of the world, so shall it be manifested. So what is success? Success is what? The attainment of fame, wealth, at least from the world standard. The attainment of fame, wealth, abundance, money, power, influence, social status. When you have this, they say, what a successful life, the young man. That's it. But I've come to tell you, success is more than achieving goals, but as well embracing the journey. It is a journey. And the efforts involved night and day to reach that target. And then jealously, somebody say jealously. Jealously guard the success achieved until it has resulted into the desired transformation of the life of the achiever and those around. Otherwise, it is just an achievement without impact. Are we together? Have you ever heard those phrases or statements? You can't believe it. He's a PhD holder, but look at his life. Have you heard that? Have you heard somebody saying, guess who I saw today? I didn't even recognize her or him. I happen to come from a place where we are military men by tradition, high-ranking officers in the country. Believe you me, generals upon generals from that community. Generals for many years. My little county produced generals for the country. Chief of Army Staff, to various positions. Maybe in the history of the world, we are one of the simple community that produced two major generals that were holding position. Brother, a senior brother, and the younger one from the same mother and father. But what has my community to show? Nothing. Nothing. Till this day, we will. Why it happened? Success without impact. Wasted efforts. Let it not be so with you, in Jesus' name. The question probably I would like to ask, who is setting your goals in life? Or who should be setting your goals? If goals are important, that they will inevitably influence your character or personality, who should be responsible for setting? Recall, we just say setting goal is about focusing your mind on something. Who is setting that goal so that your mind will be focused? The world, the flesh, and you yourself. Who is? You know, sometimes when they want to say set your goals, they tell you, what do you love doing? What is it that gives you satisfaction? What do you want to be? Who is your hero? Or look at the needs around and decide to take this course. And usually they say, look into yourself. Have you heard that? What do you want to be? You know, there is truth. It's half truth. To look into yourself. It's half truth. It's not the complete. And once it is half truth, it's corrupted. Somebody talked to me in the Garden of Eden. There was a tree of good and what? Oh, corruption. Do not eat it. And when they ate it, they become what? Corrupted. Once you are born again and have the Spirit of God, there is nothing outside of you that can ever enable you. Nothing outside of you that can what? Ever enable you to be better, stronger, richer, quicker, and or smarter. Everything is within you. Everything, ex- Everything exists seeking nothing else out of you. All your success and what you'll be is in you. Especially if you are a born again child of God and the Spirit of God lives in you. I'm trying to make that difference because people in the world, they succeed. People in the world have beautiful and good marriages. Amen. Be warned. Go back to that slide. There are 3 points here that I want us to look at. Beware. Be warned. Goal setting is a setting that will eventually affect your behavior anytime you are setting goals. All right? Make sure, because that goal will attract all your, will demand all your attention, focus. And what you focus on, it will affect who you will be eventually. Amen? Now, whoever sets your goal will directly, indirectly be controlling you. Is that right? Amen. If the devil helps you to set your goal, he will control you. Whoever sets the goal deserves the honor when the goals are achieved. Amen. That's real, right? Whoever helps you to set the goal, he will demand his own portion. So don't be surprised when the devil comes back and says, "Give it back to me." Where is your treasure? Is it with God? Working with time. Hallelujah. Let's go to the third point. Success is in you. Tell somebody, success is in you. Stop pursuing it ignorantly. Hallelujah. Success is in you. All that takes you to succeed is in you, especially if you are a child of God. To back it up, Isaiah chapter 1 verse 3, the ox knows its master. You know, it's getting warm here because, you know, you have to wear good clothes for them, all right? So, you have to wear good clothes for them. Do I have it? All right. Amen. You are in for trouble. I'm leaving my shirt. The ox knows its master, the donkey its owner's manager. But you, I'm asking you, do you know your master? How many people know their master? Who is your master? Do you know what master means in Hebrew? Adonai. We pray he's my Lord and master. But God is saying, my people do not know me, neither understand me. Do you know your God? Who is your master? This is from a TikTok, which I found it very interesting. So I'm going to paraphrase it. If you have seen it, I'm paraphrasing it because it fits the narrative of this that I'm saying. You know, even I don't have TikTok. I don't know. You can ask my children. But you know, these days, even if you don't want to look at something, they flip, all right? And I saw this one. It was beautiful. I quickly snapped it down and kept it. She talked about fish and birds. She said, God created fish to swim, but the fish doesn't have to take the swimming lesson. Amen? Because the swim is what? In them. Success is in you. God created birds to fly, but birds don't have to attend flight schools because flight is already in the bed. Success is in you. So she said, so if, what if success is in the same way? You don't have to pursue it or chase it. Operate in it. Operate in it. A fish looks untalented on land, and a bird looks weak on the water. Hallelujah. Where is my message? Be home with the Father. Because home means the place where you will thrive naturally. An ox knows its master, a donkey as well, but man, do you know your home?
We had to try.
See, a fish looks untalented on land and a bird looks weak underwater. None of them are failures. They are just in the wrong environment. Are we together? It's not because you are not talented. It's because you are in the wrong environment, because your goals and objectives are not ordered by the Lord. They are not failing because success isn't in them, but they are struggling because they are trying to thrive in a place God never designed for them. Does that make sense to you? Be home with the Lord where you will thrive. Angels that left their positions, what do? They fall. A fish swimming looks effortless. Hallelujah. A bird flying looks effortless, not because there is no work. Hallelujah. In the Garden of Eden before the fall, there was what? Work. There is work. It's not because there is no work involved, but because they are moving in their design. They are operating in their design. Man, if you are operating in design of God, it will become like breathing effortlessly. Your failure in life is not lack of success in you, but because you are thriving or trying to succeed in the habitat environment God never designed for you. So leave that environment and be home with the Father where you can thrive as his son and daughter. Amen. Are you home with the Father? Once again, there is nothing outside of you that can ever enable you to get better, stronger, richer, quicker, or smarter. Everything is within you. Seek nothing outside of you. The fourth point. Amen. Are we good? Success is the fulfillment of the purpose of your creation. Say amen. Success is in the fulfillment. What is the purpose of creation? Of your creation after the image of God. Ecclesiastes 11, 12, verse 13, verse 14. It says, let us hear the what? The conclusion of the matter. After all, everything that Solomon studied, he found out is what? Fear God. Keep his commands, for this is the what? The whole duty of a man. How many? The whole. How much is whole? Look at what Philippians chapter 3 verse 14 says. I press on toward the what? Goal to win the prize. I press on toward the goal. What is your goal? What are you pressing towards daily in your life? When you wake up, when you go out and come in, what is it all oriented? The prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. The foundation of success in life is salvation in Christ Jesus. The sum of all your success in life is vain without the salvation of your soul. Did you hear me? What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his life? What shall it profit? All the things that people, wealth, fame, money, whatever it is, popularity, without the salvation of your soul is what? All in vain. Believe you me, you can be rich like the rich man with Lazarus, but poor in God's sight. So what are we talking? Summarizing it for now. Let's go to the next slide, and probably I will just leave it after this summary. The next time we will talk about the practicalities of the theme. The practicalities, what does it mean? That you have to pay the price. How do you pray
the prize? How do you enjoy the prize success in your life? One more time. Point number one. Anything that costs you to have comes with its own cost of continuous keeping and using it. And if desire to improve on it, much the harder cost. Number two, your goals for success in life will inevitably influence your behavior or character. So be wise to choose. When you're setting goals, do you set it according to the word of God? Success is the fulfillment of the purpose of your creation. And one more time, let me put it. Salvation is abundantly free, but it costed God everything. And don't be deceived. It will certainly cost you everything to run it in your life. However, whatever be the cost that you will give is nowhere near in contributing to your salvation. You can't do what God can do, and God will not do what He asks you to do. Let's bow our heads. What is it in your hand that God has given you? It costed heaven. The most important is salvation. Today you are hearing, in order to enjoy that salvation, it will cost you. Are you willing to pay that cost? It's good to enjoy what you have achieved, but it will cost you to be vigilant, to be deliberate, to be very calculative, to protect that thing. You've gotten your certificates, yes, but it's not over. How do you put that certificate into use? Have to reset those goals in your life. The goals you are setting will automatically take your attention. It requires concentration. What you concentrate will influence your behavior, your character. Who is setting your goals for you? Economic pressure? Family challenges? Remember, whatever that helps to set your goals will eventually demand. Whatever that you will achieve, it will come back for it. He has come to give us life and life in abundance. Success can be the summary of the ups and downs in your life, provided the target is achieved. There is up and down. You look at the life of Joseph. Being in the pit, being in the prison, are all parts of success. Provided you always examine yourself, of what benefit is it if you suffer because of your sin? But even then, God still loves you. Not denying physical realities of success after a hard work. But he who sows to the flesh, out of the flesh he will reap. Let your treasures be stored in heaven. And so we'll look at the practicalities of doing that. But one of it is, dedicate your success in life to God at all times. Dedicate, set it apart for Him. And I will call on the graduates, dedicate your success, your victory to the Lord. And ask Him to lead and guide you in all things. That God is not saying that you should not plan. Why has He given you common senses? But lean not on your own understanding. God is helping us. I call on everyone. What goals are you achieving? Or what goals are you setting? Maybe in this project, maybe in this relationship, maybe in this job, maybe in this teaching. Are they aligned with the will of God? If after you have achieved it, dedicated to God, watch the word dedicated to God. Set it aside for God. How do you set aside your certificate, your job for God? By being faithful in that job, never compromising the truth. Dedicate your success. And you can talk to God. Every success you allow me to have in this life, I'll dedicate it to you.